Good morning, my darling friends and family of Glenridge, our beloved church. This morning, I just wanted to encourage you with something that is close to my heart and something I think all of us would be able to identify with today. And what I wanted to chat to you about was being led and being guided by the Lord. Whether we're walking on a long and dusty farm road, a never-ending road seems to us, or whether we're climbing the highest mountain, or whether we find ourselves in the depths of despair in the valleys of our lives. I think all of us can say we have been on all three of those roads I've described. And isn't it funny, friends, that when you listen to someone speak about a situation or a circumstance in life, and they have knowledge of what they're saying, and they've experienced what they're saying, and you can identify with that. Isn't it the most amazing thing? Whereas when you're listening to someone and they have no first-hand knowledge of the thing that they're describing to you, you can't identify, because actually, nor can they. And I realized that the other day when someone was speaking to me about something that she hadn't walked through yet, but she did have an opinion. And I just reminded her that until we've been through that exact circumstance, we're actually not able to share an opinion at all. But what I thought today is that for now, I find myself in a valley experience where I'm seeing God in the most profound and beautiful way, because it really is in the valleys that we learn the most, isn't it? So I thought it very appropriate to read from Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We all know that psalm. And I think we have been reminded of this particular psalm over and over and over again during this time that we find ourselves in. And friends, one thing I have learnt is that during the darkest valleys, that is where God holds us the tightest. That is where his hand has a grip on us, where we can feel him holding our hand. That is where he speaks to us through the quiet stillness of the night when our souls are troubled. That is when we wake up and we feel a bit anxious for our day. That is when he is the closest to us. He is after all a shepherd. He is after all a father. And he knows when we feel distressed. He knows when we are gripped with fear, when people around us that we love so dearly are either no longer with us, or have passed from the COVID, or are really ill at the moment. That is when I have experienced him the closest, where he says in the word, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you. Friends, that is when it means to walk in the valleys, and he is there in the most profound way. I just wanted to encourage you with that today. Hold on. Hang in there. Know that the Father is close to us. Listen to his voice as he speaks. Words of comfort, words of guidance, words of courage, words of strength, words of wisdom. And just let us incline our ears to his voice and quieten the loud voices around us. And friends, there are many, many loud voices at this time. Be encouraged, be blessed, and have a beautiful day. Lots of love.